We shall end our walk by the last element of the Warsaw fortifications, which nowadays is largely not existent. However, in the past, in all likelihood, was the most important. From the south, the city gate led to Senatorska Street and to Krakowskie Przedmieście. Later, continued as a tract leading to the capital city of Krakow. Proportionally to its importance, the Krakowska Gate was referred to by all sorts of names over the centuries. In the first centuries of the Warsaw fortification existence, it was called the Courtiers' Gate. Later, it was referred to as the Bernardine Gate due to its proximity to the church and monastery of the Franciscan friars. Slightly less frequently, it was also called the Cherska Gate, thus referring to the former seat of the Mazovian princes in Chersk. The form of the gate changed over the centuries. Initially, it was a tower built on a square plan with a passageway. Later, in the 15th century, when the outer defense wall was built, a rectangular foregate was also erected. It was protruding beyond the line of the wall, built on a Gothic bridge over the old town moat. Like the new town gate, the entrance to the foregate was possible via a lowered drawbridge. In addition, at night and in times of danger, the crossing was protected by a portcullis. 10 years prior to the deluge, the column of King Sigismund IV was erected in the very proximity to the Krakowska Gate. Thus, the southern entrance to the city gained in prestige and significance. The Krakowska Gate was also fortified by the Swedes. An element of the southern fortification was destroyed during the deluge and then rebuilt. At that time, it was a building covered by a hipped roof. Above the passage, there was a residential room rented by the town. The outbuildings of the royal castle were adjacent to the tower and the foregate. Further changes were made to the appearance of the southern entrance to the town in the second half of the 17th century. The existing form of the gate, in the line of the inner rampart, was boosted by adding a tower, clad with sheet metal with a spherical cupola. The entrance gate with a passage in the lower story was also substantially rebuilt and raised by one story. The facade facing Krakowskie Przedmieście was decorated with new period-inspired ornaments. The ground floor elevation was embellished with rustication, while the floors above were decorated with shallow columns called pilasters. The gate top was adorned with a triangular pediment, above which 5 stone sculptures were placed. To the right and left, townhouses of the same height were closely adjacent to the Krakowska Gate. The form of the southern entrance to the city at the end of the 17th and 18th centuries already bore little resemblance to the former defensive structures. The Krakowska Gate, the surrounding buildings and remnants of the defensive walls next to the gate were demolished in 1818. Zamkowe, Castle Square, was delineated at the time. At the end of the 1970s, archaeological excavations were carried out here. The relics of the Gothic bridge under the gate were uncovered, preserved. The foundations of the former defensive wall were raised to street level and made visible in the paving of Zamkowe Square. Together with the Gothic bridge of the former Krakowska Gate, the moat, buried in the 19th century, was also reconstructed. Very interesting finds testifying to the life of the residents of Old Warsaw were discovered there. Many of them can be seen in the exhibition The Things of Warsaw at the Museum of Warsaw. We encourage you to come and see for yourselves. Here, on the bridge by the entrance to the old town, next to the King Sigismund III column, our walk comes to an end.